Well, I'm still in it, and that's what that article is about. And let's see, this is called acoustic imaging, and essentially that's what I know quite well. And I was the keynote speaker at that conference, and I enjoyed that thoroughly. Lorie tells me all the time that I'm getting too old to do this, and I tell her that no, I'm not. That I'm still smarter than some of my students, not all of them. So, and I last year I had three things that I told her I was going to do. One of them was to serve on the evaluation committee of what's called UC Mexico. That means University of California, Mexico program. And I'm going to be showing up at a meeting on June the 12th for that this year. I did that last year also about the same time. But I had, they give us, this year we have 25 different projects. We have to know everything about. And we're not supposed to make contact with the writer of the proposal. But they write these proposals, and we have to go and rate them. And so you have to, you really have to know a lot in that particular area. And this is an area in which, they, in the physical area, they can be for physics, for engineering research, for this or that or the other. Just a lot of different kinds of research. So you really have to broaden yourself. And I told Lorie, well, I'm gonna serve one more year on that committee. Actually, they appointed me for another year, so I'm on it again this year. But I said I'm gonna do my best to be useful to them, to you know, to really get to know those projects well. And I did. I got so that I knew them about as well as anybody there. And in fact, one guy. Left the con, had to catch a plane, left the conference earlier. They say, well, how do you vote on the last three projects? He says, the same as Glenn Wade. I'll vote the same way. I felt pretty good about that. But that was one. The other was to prepare that talk and give it. And I had to do some studying for that. And the other one was to go for yet another semester at the University of Guanajuato in Mexico. And I have research students there, and I taught a class. And I did all three of them pretty well, and I still have a research group at UCSB that I haven't taught a class there for a few years because I've been going to Mexico for that. But Lorie tells me that I should retire, and I tell her, well, it's too much fun not to retire. It is. It's a lot of fun.